Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everybody? Happy Tuesday to one to all. Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Hopefully, you're having a great Tuesday. You know me, I have a great day on any day that ends in a Y. That's just how I roll. So what are we talking about today? We got some Monday Night Football to talk about. Start cleaning up a little bit of this weekend in football. Things we like, things we didn't like. The Yankees and the Astros have the same record. Uh-oh. And I promise you some ASU sound. I promise you're going to get it. You're just going to get it tomorrow. So I apologize right now. A lot of coverage things to do today. I was with the Mercury earlier, Phoenix Mercury earlier, as they embark on another elimination round in the playoffs. We got so much to get into. It's crazy. We're going to do it all right here on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. And we are brought to you by the one, the only Maduro's 5 Cigar and Tobacco, where we will be live again on Thursday. Make sure you check us out down there. But anyway, get down there anyway, no matter what, because you can get 10% off of any cigar purchase. Just let them know that PLR sent you. Located at 4991 South Alma School. That's Alma School in Chandler Heights, locally in Chandler, Arizona. You become a club member, get a locker that backs up to a humidor, and never worry about your sticks going bad. I've already told you they show all the college games. They have the NFL League Pass. So you can get down there, check out your games. They serve beer and wine. You don't have to worry about going far to do anything. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Again, let them know PLR sent you, and they will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. All calls made via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. That call in number 917-889-7828. 917-889-7828. Let's just get right in. Let's get some calls in. Let's get some calls up here. Some of the things I had on my mind. If you have something different, please share with me. Do have a caller on hold. Thank you for your patience. You're on the Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, Paul. How are you? It's Lou.
Lou, what up, buddy? How are you?
All right. Well, it's kind of like a mixed bag for the NFL this week with me. I mean, my Cowboys did great. My Jets put on the choke signal. Oh, boy. Figures.
The Cowboys are—they're good.
Yeah, but how do you blow a 16-0 lead going into the fourth quarter, and then you just like blow it? I mean, maybe if you missed the extra point in the beginning, it might be a different outcome. But just on how to blow a lead, even against Buffalo. Ugh.
Yeah, well, some heads rolled because.
Oh, yeah.
Kickers are going in and out with the Jets already, I noticed. So there's someone that's being removed and someone that's going in, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's true. Ugh. But at least my Cowboys,
so just,
you know, they up a little. I mean, they didn't look so good in the beginning of the game, you know, with the interception. But from that point on, they just took control and put Big Blue Wrecking Crew into a mess.
Cowboys are a good football team, and they're going to be a good football team. And like I said, it's going to come down to them and the Eagles battling for that division. It's going to, I mean, both teams are very good. I honestly like after putting my eyes on everything, I think I like the Eagles. I mean, I'm sorry, the Cowboys a little bit better, just because I'm curious of how the Eagles are going to play. I saw the way they played against Washington. It's not a very good team, and learning today that Washington is going to be without their running back. Darius Geis, who hurt his other knee, so he's going to be out for a while. And I just think Philly came out flat, whereas Dallas came out and put the medal right to the Giants. So I think Dallas is right now a better team. The one thing about football, Lou, that we remember, unlike basketball where they can play three games a week, you can have a bad loss but then win two or three games and no one remembers it in the course of the week. Football,
right.
Since there's only one game a week, we overreact every single Monday and Tuesday.
Yes.
So, from what I've seen, Dallas looks like a better team. This is week one. So a
you
lot
can't go
can
by
think.
Week one.
No, it's the overreaction league. That's what makes it, but that's what makes it fun, right? I mean, that's why we all tune in. That's why we all watch.
Yeah. And a few more things here. Marshawn Lynch is now being involved with an Arena League team.
I think he's bored.
Yeah, I think you're right. You always wonder what happens to people after they retire, especially athletes.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, some of these guys, they just get bored. I mean, there's no other way to put it. They just get bored, and they want to do something. They want to stay active. So they just find things that make them stay active. Marshawn Lynch, from what everything I've read, the guy did pretty well with his money. So he's just trying to stay involved with something.
Right. Now, what do you make of the beer incident from this weekend?
I think people are idiots.
That's true. I should know your experience about that.
You know, there's never a reason to douse anybody.
No.
Anybody in beer.
I should know because it happened to me.
Did it really?
Yes. Once upon a time, 30 years ago, I went to a Mets game with a group of people, even though I'd rather go to a Yankee game. It was one of those rare days where they were both playing at home, but we were in Long Island, and it was close, and Shea is closer, of course. So out of 50,000 fans, and the Mets were good at the time, you know, and I'm bored out of my gourd, and like, why can't I go to a Yankee game? When all of a sudden, some schmuck from about, I don't know, five rows up, spills his beer, guess who gets the shower? Me!
Yeah, here's the thing, and I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Fans are fanatics.
Yeah.
So you really got to really stop and think, like, what the hell are you doing? I hate to quote a movie, especially this movie, but do you remember when there was a movie about the Red Sox and them winning a title? I can't remember it. It was with Drew Barrymore and all this. And,
yes, yes.
And,
Fever
okay,
pitch?
So the Red Sox, huh?
Fever pitch?
Fever pitch. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And there's a scene where they're sitting in this bar.
Yeah.
And they're all bummed out. And a couple of the Red Sox players come in to have dinner. And the one guy's like, can you believe that they're eating? And it's like, man, relax. The guys who are actually putting their bodies on the line aren't freaking out half as much as you.
Yeah.
Relax.
I just want to know how the Sandman was a Yankee fan. That's all I want to know.
I just find stuff like that.
Yeah.
Amazing and ridiculous. You know, it's like, calm the hell down, dude.
Speaking of ridiculous, I don't really get the idea with, you know, somebody wearing a watch and, you know, they're making a federal case out of it. I mean, really.
Look, it is what it is.
It's a watch, people.
Yeah, that's one of those, it is what it is. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Big deal.
No, I'm not bringing that. Is that a crime to wear a watch all of a sudden? Even if you are OBJ.
I think we're nitpicking here.
Oh, yeah. But it's ridiculous time of the week.
Yeah, I think we're nitpicking here. Some of the stuff that people talk about or some of the stuff people do, I just don't get it.
Just something to complain about.
It really is.
Yeah. And, of course, I know you were mentioning about Astros and the Yankees tie for the overall lead in the MLB. I get curious about that.
You know what? What makes it so crazy about the whole thing is, and I've said this and I'm going to keep saying this, I just don't think, in all honesty, and I don't have a dog in this race. It doesn't matter to me really one way or the other. I'm just curious about where the Yankees are going to get this pitching in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, that's my biggest concern with them. I know where the Astros are getting their pitching, obviously.
Yes. Well, what worries me more is if we play the Twins, because they always find a way to beat us. So that's the one team that really fears me about heading into the postseason, if we have to play them. Ugh.
Yeah, I think the Twins had a magnificent year, and I think they're gonna. I think, you know, under the right circumstances, they're gonna do okay in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see them being better than the Yankees or better than the Astros. I could be wrong, but I don't see that.
Yeah. Hey, did I mention in an article about you know who Vin Scully is, right?
Oh, of course.
Of course. That was a stupid question. Every year they hand out an award known as the Vin Scully Award. Although this year's recipient, I'm not happy with.
And why is that?
Because he is the number one Yankee hater of all time. Well, as far
Who's
as broadcasters
that?
Go. Tim McCarver.
Tim McCarver?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's based on body of work, I guess. I can't say.
So you got number one, number two in the broadcast booth on the Saturday games, which is bad enough. Because his partner is Joe Schmuck.
I'm gonna be nice to those in the. I'm gonna be nice to those with the microphone.
Yeah, but I mean, you got Dumb and Dumber. Oof.
I'll just say, I'm not always a fan of Joe Buck.
No,
and I'll just kind of leave it there. I'm not the biggest fan,
well,
so I'd be the wrong person. I honestly don't know. I mean, part of me likes him a little bit, and part of me dislikes him. You know what's really crazy? I don't really listen to national baseball enough to listen to him as much as I used to in a day. I listen more to our local guys.
Right.
So that's probably my biggest problem.
Yeah. Well, speaking of local announcers, the Cleveland Cavaliers lost one of their own.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
The outright of the cause, I guess it was maybe he died in his sleep.
Yeah.
He might have.
Yeah, that's really
well,
sad.
I know somebody that I do a show with who's not going to be happy this week. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's just sad. That's sad to hear. Any time there's any type of passing, it's sad.
Well, I was writing the article, and someone approached me. I always said, you know, I hate to bring the bad news, especially to someone of someone's passing, especially someone who people enjoyed listening to. But I feel, as my duty as a sports writer, that it's my duty to report it.
Yeah, no, I hear
Even
you.
Even though people don't want to hear it, but you know, it's got to be told.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I said, and I mean, because she's also a Cavaliers fan, and I know she's gonna take it when she's on Friday night. Okay, I'm gonna hear it now. Oof.
Yeah, I mean, you know, all you can do is say prayers out to his wife and his kids, and hopefully they find the strength to get through such a bad time.
And my career wanted this when I hear this on Friday.
Yep. So.
Yeah. And speaking of WNBA, you know, I was hearing about your Phoenix Mercury, but all is not great for the Indiana Fever as they fired their head coach / general manager yesterday. And
yeah, well,
she did nothing for this team. Nothing.
Hey, unfortunately, that's sometimes the way it rolls, huh?
Okay, but let me ask you something. If you're doing that bad, how would you give somebody three seasons? Yet when you give a coach, when a coach gives you a championship, you fire him after just one season. Oh, come on. Now, really, is it just me or is there something wrong with that picture?
That's just the way it is. I mean, that's the way sports is. I mean,
it's ridiculous.
I can't think of my man's name, but he guided the Raptors to the best record in the East, was coach of the year, Dwayne Casey, and got fired.
Yeah.
And then, but they hired Nick Nurse. They get one of the better players, and guess what? They win a world title. So there's no rhyme or reason to how they do what they do. You know what I mean? There's no right or wrong answer.
But you kept the coach for three seasons, even though she didn't deserve to be there that long, and yet you fire someone because you're off to a lousy start for one season after getting a championship. No, I think there's something really screwy going on with this. Or is it just me?
You know what? You could be right. I'm not discounting it.
Yeah.
You could be right. But look, Mark Jackson was doing, from the outside looking in, a decent job with the Golden State Warriors. And they fired him. And Steve Kerr came in, and they won 3 out of 5 rings. So you just never know. That's what makes, on our side, but that's what makes it fun to watch. On their side, it makes it hard to keep a job. So you just never know.
No, you don't. All right. Well, I put on my 2 cents again, my Stephen A. Smith impersonation, so I'll leave it at that.
All right, my friend. Well, I hope to catch up with you mañana.
Oh, you are on tomorrow. I thought you said you weren't.
No. I'm on tomorrow. I'm on Thursday. And then on Friday, I have a guest host coming in for me because I will not be here.
Oh, but the show will still be on?
Show will still be on. We're live all week.
I'll do it. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Oh, all right, buddy. Talk to you next time.
So long.
Always good to catch up with Luke, great friend of the program. What's up, Silas? Let's pay a couple bills.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
So I want to talk a little bit about the games last night. That New Orleans Saints-Texans game was so thrilling, so entertaining. Deshaun Watson, man, they've got to find a way to block for that guy and keep him upright. That dude is the truth. They've got to keep him upright. And that drive that he led them down the field with no timeout to take the lead, I know you don't separate. It's all a team. You're all fighting. You're all battling. But that defense has to feel like crap. I mean, I know it's Drew Brees. I understand the history. I understand he's wearing a yellow jacket to work every day. I understand he's a Hall of Famer already. But you've got to keep them out of field goal range. And I know you don't want to let anybody get behind you when they stretch you wide like that. But you just simply can't back off to the point where they're getting an easy 9-10 yard completion to get in field goal range when they still have a timeout in their pocket. You simply can't do that. And I'm sitting here thinking about the missed opportunity. Now, in that division, when you're the Texans and you got the Colts, who are obviously going to be a little down, and no indictment on Jacoby Brissett. Again, he's just not Andrew Luck. So you know they're going to be down a victory or two. Those are the games you can't let get away. You can't let those get away. You're on the road. You're in a hostile environment. I don't think there's a stadium that has more noise than the Saints home stadium. But you simply can't let that get away from you. We know Jacksonville is going to be hit or miss. Tennessee is a team that you just got to be careful with. They can play defense and they can run. I'm not sold on Marcus Mariota. I don't pick them to have a great record. But I tell you what, if they continue to run and play defense like they did in week one against the Cleveland Browns, they're going to make me out to be 100% wrong and 100% a liar. Been wrong before, but I've never lied. I'm like George Washington. Carver. The Raiders, they did the infamous let's rally around ourselves. We know what we've had. We know what we have going on. We know what we have in the locker room. You know that yada, yada, yada. Win one for the Gipper. But I will say this. Their line is incredible, man. Their line can block. Their line keeps their quarterback jersey clean. They can flat out block. They can pass protect. And they started opening some holes for Josh Jacobs. Listen, if they can run the ball and control that clock, the Raiders might be a tough out. I had them going 8-8. I didn't change this because Antonio Brown left. It's a team that can still do that. The Broncos stink, man. They do. The Broncos stink. And taking a step further, Joe Flacco is not a good quarterback anymore. In his mind, he is. But he's not a good quarterback anymore. We can't really stop and believe that Joe Flacco is still a good quarterback. Can we? Can we still believe that? Is there still truth to that? Because I'm not buying it. I'm telling you flat out right now, I am not buying Flacco as still as a quarterback. By any stretch of the imagination. He is a monument back there. He is a statue back there. He's not really completing anything. His accuracy is bad. I just don't believe he's good. Sorry. I don't see it. But the only thing we can do is be patient and find out, right? But I just don't see it. Guess we'll take it from there, right? Broncos are in trouble. Broncos are in real trouble. But you know what? How good is it to have football back? How good was it to have Monday Night Football back? Two games? Oh. I'm still happy. Still happy. One thing I want to get into real quick before we get out of here. Sorry for the short show today. Got some more coverage stuff to get to. What a crazy day it's been. But you know what? When there's stuff to cover, there's stuff that pops up on and content on the website, content on our pages. So got to get to more coverage today. But Odell Beckham wearing that watch, I'm telling you, this one was one of those. It's just a matter of time for him to score, for him to do something, and for him to pull a Dame Lillard, look what time it is. It's just a matter of time. And then switching sports to NBA, outlawing or banning the ninja-style headbands. I haven't got a specific reason why, but it seems like there's so much more that they could focus on than that. I just don't understand. I guess I'm stylistically it doesn't fit what they want to do. I don't know. I mean, a lot of players wore those. Jimmy Butler, Drew Holiday, Carl Anthony Towns, Jared Allen. So I guess it was something they wanted to do last year, but they didn't want to rule it out. It's not part of their quote-unquote approved uniforms. I don't actually decide if headbands are part of a uniform. Has it been through the league approval process is what I'm looking at. They're concerned about the safety of the headband and how it's tied. Can I repeat that for you one more time? Teams have raised concerns regarding the safety and consistency of size, length, and how they are tied. I don't know. Listen, we're about to jump in a minute, but I do have a caller if they want to come through. This is the Cave Show with PL. We're on the Kerry Lackey Law Line.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. How you doing?
Good. And you?
Doing well. If I could just throw out there, I think this is another example of how players in both the NFL and the NBA detach themselves from reality. Like the rest of us that work a job, if you work anywhere, most companies have sort of an outline for what you can and cannot wear. That's pretty standard almost everywhere. You can't just go to your job dressed and looking any type of way, or, you know, you have to conduct yourself a certain type of way. And it's like these players seem to think that the NBA has the audacity to tell them, oh, you can't wear this or wear that. It's their business. They can say whatever they want.
You know what? I agree with you 100%, but I would prefer if they came out and said that, look, we're just not going to do it. It's not something we want. When they get into stuff saying a team questions its safety, that's what I call bullcrap. The way you tie it could be unsafe for you. I've never heard such nonsense.
Well, the only reason the NBA does that is because we know that their current, commissioner, Adam Silver, is extremely weak when it comes to the players. So he's always walking on eggshells, trying not to offend. So they got to float out some reason to justify whenever they do anything. I mean, anyone who runs a business knows this is, if you have a policy you want to put in place, you want your employees to wear a certain thing or dress a certain type of way and look professional, that's just, it is what it is. If they don't want to do it, they don't have to work there, period. But
exactly.
These guys have an over-diluted view of themselves. Like, especially in the NBA, these guys walk around thinking that they're God. And it's like if anyone has audacity to tell them what to do or questions them, these people act like you shot them. I mean, look what's going on in media today. Like, reporters are afraid to be critical of players or ask them hard questions. It's like these guys need to get off their high horse and act like normal people again.
You know what? The only thing I'll say about that, though, what I find funny is I'm just waiting for the day where they can make money off of it and then it switches. Because I remember, I'll go back a few years, I remember Dwayne Wade used to wear spandex under his shorts, and they said they don't want the long-looking spandex that looked almost like tights, and you have to be banned, you can't wear it anymore. And then when they signed their Nike deal, Nike actually does those. And now every player in the NBA wear the longer ones, and so it's not a big deal. And I agree with you. The organizations, the team, the league should set its policies, and they should stick with it. I'm with you. I just always get a little leery when they come up with some of the reasons, because I don't know what the difference was from Dwayne Wade wearing the long ones back then, and now that everything is Nike in the NBA, now it's allowed. Those are the things that kind of say, is it part of integrity or is it just looking for a way for them to make money on it?
Their prerogative, I mean, it's their business. If they want to, they can do either way. I mean, they don't even have to bother justifying it. That's what I have more of an issue with, that they even bother trying to explain the reasoning. They just say this is what it is, period, end of story. If tomorrow they strike an endorsement deal and they decide to allow them, then they can do it. I mean, who's to say otherwise? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, this is just an example of players these days trying to act like they don't have to conduct themselves like everybody else in society. You know what I'm saying? These are just the players trying to show that, oh, they can't tell me what to do nonsense. That's all it is, man. These guys are fooling themselves. And it's not all of them. It's just the top-end guys who get paid a ton of money, so they think that they can tell everybody off and no one can tell them anything. That's all it is. Like Odell Beckham wearing the watch. He knew what he was doing. But I guarantee you the 53rd man on the roster would never do that.
Very true. And like I said earlier, I don't know if you caught it, I said he's wearing that watch for one reason, to score a touchdown and point to the watch and say it's Odell time or something of that nature. But you're 100% correct. And listen, I appreciate your call and I appreciate your thoughts. And don't make yourself a stranger. We'll definitely get you in.
Yeah, thanks for my call. Yes, sir.
All right, thanks, sir. 100% correct. I've often said it. It's A. Rules are there. Rules are there for a reason. Thanks to the callers today. Call in via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Tomorrow we are back. I have that ASU sound for you. I promise. I also have some Mercury sound for you as well. With all that, and we'll start prepping for this next upcoming week of NFL games because they kick off on Thursday. Yes. Make sure you follow us on social media, on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at The Sports Cave. Cave is with the K. Online at thesportscave.com. Cave is with the K. You can get me directly on Twitter at PLR on Sports. Remember, I don't just talk sports. So you may like it, you may not. Give me a heads up. But you will always go loud. That was a pretty deep thought. Unless I'm mad at somebody. Either way, thank you very much for joining us here on the Cape Show PLR. This is PLR. Everyone, have a great rest of your Tuesday, and we will be back tomorrow. Talk next week. Until then, take care.